here we are. It's Wednesday. We're halfway into the week, and it is the launch of the 90-day game plan. And we've had two great trainers already starting us off, and I wanted to help you by recapping a little bit first what we've learned so far this week and then pick up and do the next piece. So first of all, on Monday, Carolyn really helped us look at eliminating distractions, on using Facebook appropriately as a tool, which we'll go into more later, not with me today, but we will be covering that, about creating your vision board and doing a vision statement, about having written goals, about getting organized, and who's running with you, and locking arms with five people, and setting the calendar for events, and getting organized. And she...
You still there, Maura?
I'm here.
Oh, we lost you there for a second.
Really?
Yeah.
Darn. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Well, that's bizarre. Okay, well, I didn't do anything. So I'll just continue. I think it's interference from someone else's line. Anyways, I will continue. Yesterday, Sue, it started off immediately with saying, decide to be happy. And consciously manage your state at all times. And that was such an important thing for her to set us up with, because it's so true. She talked about getting organized, about clearing out the piles that weigh you down, and creating your roadmap to success, Crystal Executive, 3-star, and beyond. Know your current numbers and your ratios by examining what you've done in the past, getting a sense of how many people you spoke to based, and then comparing that to, well, how many people enrolled and how many people rank advanced, so that you know, based on your current skill set, what it will take you to move forward towards the goals you've set for the next 90 days. And as a call to action, Sue asked us to look at our back offices and get clear on our daily of operation, our activities, and our goals. And I'm going to pause right there because there's a similarity. Carolyn asking you to journal to track your goals and activities. Sue talking about looking at your back office, getting clear on your daily method of operation, your activities, and your goals. So before I go on, what I want to know, I want people to jump out and share with me. Rather than having asked for shares up front, I'm going to ask for the shares right now. Who has taken this seriously, and what activities have you done so far based on the assignments that were given to you this week? Who can step out first? Give us a little share.
Maura, this is Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
This is going to be a little different, but from my heart, I want to do this share this morning. We got a knock on our door yesterday, and it said to Barbie and Gino, from Glenn and Melissa Blutner, that we have been mentors, how we have become the mentors in their life, how we have changed their life, and how 2015 is going to be just a breakthrough year with a bouquet of flowers and a big balloon that said, thank you. My tears were just running down my face. And, you know, she heard me on the call yesterday morning, Melissa did, and heard me sharing how I've plastered these goals all over my house that I've never done. And then that bouquet of flowers to come with that, thank you. And our team's going this year. We're breaking through.
Barbie, I love that share. And I love that Glennon... Melissa did that as well, and really that is what this is all about. Thank you for stepping out and sharing that. And
yes, I can't wait to see them at the top.
You bet, hon. And while we're still in that vibrating of absolute pure heart and love, tell me also, how has that fueled you to take the assignments this week? What are you doing as a result of that combination of feeling and now knowing what to do? What action are you taking this week with the assignment so far?
I have connected with more people this week than I've ever done. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm connecting with people. I'm sending out texts. I met with a gal at the health club that has lost already 400 pounds by a bypass surgery, and I asked her if she would ever love to team up and work with people with weight loss and develop people and we've been texting back and forth. She said, connect with me in a couple weeks. I connected with an aunt yesterday at the health club. that works for a heart doctor, and I asked her if she would just be open to looking at what I have and give me her feedback on it. And so, yeah, I connected with another gal yesterday that I followed up with that is one of the number one sales reps in one of the cosmetic clinics or cosmetic counters there at Boston store. And she also did my makeup for my wedding. And I've been wanting her and wanting her on my team. And I gave her the Rise DVD yesterday and just all this stuff, Mara, that I'm doing that I just feel the energy. I'm changing.
Barbie, I absolutely love it. I'm so glad you stepped out and shared. And I can tell you right now, you're having a huge impact on everyone else on this call as well. So thank you. Thank you for that. And you just keep being you because the magic is happening. Who else can jump out and share? I'd love to a couple more shares.
Maura, I'd like to share if that's possible.
Go ahead, Alan.
Hi. First of all, we are following Carolyn's suggestion. Actually, before then, we reached down in our team. We had six people involved in our – we've just started the Millionaire in Training course. We're in our middle of the six-week session. Five of those people, I've reached out to them. They are now in the 90-day game plan. We brought on a new person on Monday night who is also going to do the 90-day game plan. We're also trying to get people to the February the 7th events. We've got four people committed to that, which we're really pleased about. And following the suggestions yesterday from Sue, we're going to be looking down in our team to those who have fallen off, and I'm going to be phoning them and approaching them to say, you know what, tell them about the new products and just see what they say, you know, connecting with them. So I really feel gung-ho, really, really gung-ho about the whole thing.
That's fabulous, Alan. I love all the activities. I love the response you're getting. And it's true that when you're on fire, people will come from miles around to watch you burn. They're going to do this.
Yeah, and we've actually got someone in Hong Kong who has – can you hold the phone a minute, Mark? Yeah. We've actually got someone from Hong Kong who reached out to me, and sent her my website to the iSamovie link with the Hong Kong language, and then also I sent her a picture of what it looked like, how she can enroll herself if she wants to do it.
Very good. Very good. So you're going international in a big way. Thanks, Alan.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
We've got time for one more quick share. One last one.
Hey, it's Carolyn.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Well, something interesting in terms of the president's pack, Maura. I don't know how many people know what's in the president's pack regarding marketing materials. Things are always changing. So when I'm doing a walkthrough with somebody on the president's pack, I'm asking them to tell me, okay, tell me what's in your pack. Well, this girl, she's a marketer, and she was so excited. She said, I cannot believe the caliber and the quality of the materials that Isagenics provide. She said, I'm looking at the marketing materials. I can only imagine how good this nutrition system is if this is what your marketing materials are. She said, there is a Prosper magazine in there. There's the ISA News magazine. There's the 90-day game plan book in there. She said, is this what you guys have been talking about? And she went through the book and she sent me her new associate interview and she's ready to roll. So it really pays to know what's in that president's pack, and don't assume what's in there. It's ever changing. I did not know the 90-day game plan is in that book. So I have a new business partner ready to roll.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that either. That's a great share. Thank you, Carolyn. I'm blown away by that because anyone who is at NECO knows that that was a very expensive tool for them to produce and give to all of us. Wow.
And here's what I just had to throw one more thing in there. I told her to go to the Prosper magazine and open it up to page 47 and then open it up to page 5. I said, these are the people who you're partnered with. I said, Susan Sly is our upline mentor and leader. You can leverage her story. You can leverage my story. Steve and I are in there. So use those magazines to say, these are the people that I'm going to be mentoring with. loan out the magazine because she only has one copy and ask for it back.
Fantastic. Thanks, Carolyn. That's perfect. All right. So with that, I'm going to get into our training now. And so today what I'm going to be covering is starting with our why, but also coming into overcoming fear, and then I want to talk about the making of the list. Okay? So first of all, it's so important that we walk our talk. Right now, especially, if you haven't done a cleanse in a while, then it's time to redo one. It's time to do a 9-day cleanse. Jeff and I use all the products. Be a walking billboard. Know all the tools as well. If you're not sure, where to direct people, then that means you don't know enough yourself. So become the best tour guide right now. Brush up on all the videos in isamovie.com. Go through startyourlife.com and be familiar with the different tabs. I learned so much from Eric Coover in Ottawa on Super Saturday about what's really in startyourlife.com. I was ashamed that I hadn't really looked at it fully. So I know there's a lot, but this is the time to really focus in and know what's under the hood. And if what you do doesn't prove what you believe, then nobody will know what your why is. Leaders are passionate about their mission, about teaching, and about showing commitment. Isagenics is a vehicle with life-changing products and a matching opportunity, which helps us to become more productive and achieve our highest potential. We enjoy a lifestyle that frees people from the daily grind, that frees people from the anguish of having no hope for the future. It's about the lives that we're impacting. It's not about us. We're teaching millions of people how to be home with their families. So knowing how great this gift is, what is it that stops us sometimes? Well, we worry about whether we're good enough or whether we know enough or maybe it's the past. Maybe we've got a story running about, what's happened in our history of trying to reach out to people before. And Sue talked about, deciding to be happy. Learn to be in a consistent, powerful, motivated state, and then everything you do is different. Starting your day with the attitude of gratitude. Immediately when you wake up in the morning and your toes touch the floor, one foot says thank and the other says you. Thank you. And then review quickly so many things that you could be thankful for that maybe you've taken for granted. There are two ways to live your life. One is though nothing is a miracle, and the other is as though everything is a miracle. Imagine being in such a strong, positive, emotional state that you blast through your story, your fear of failure, and you're willing to fight through your internal resistance to making the calls that matter. On the team success call on Monday night, Susan Sly interviewed Jarek Robbins. Now, he's also featured in the Start Your Life magazine, page 45. There is a call you must listen to. Go into Personal Power Podcast and download it. It was unbelievable. And if you want to understand about internal resistance. And here's another thought I want to give you is pretend you're driving a car. The windshield is much bigger than the rearview mirror, and there's a reason for that. You can't carry around the old baggage and build a big future. Let it go. Stop reliving negative memories. Let go of the disappointment, the failures, the wrongs. Learn everything again right now with fresh eyes. And focus on your strengths. Stop beating yourself up. Focus on what's good about you. Spend 25% of your time learning new things and only 5% on your weaknesses. This is simply about you developing yourself into someone that people want to follow. Now, I'm going to give you a list of the characteristics that I look for in the people that I want to work with. They're people who are looking for an opportunity just like the one that I have to offer. They're people who believe what I believe. They want what I want. They and I get along. We become fast friends, and we work well together. They have bigger goals than problems. They are self-starters. They are self-inspired. They have habits that are bigger than their problems. They are people persons. They have influence. They have affluence. They are recognition conscious. They're goal oriented. They're money motivated, and for all the right reasons. But they are driven to create bigger income because they have big dreams. They are cause driven. They're highly productive. They're efficient. They're someone who can get it done. And they're health conscious. And they possess innate goodness. And they're image conscious. They appreciate recognition. They have a burning desire to be more, to have more, and to do more in their lives. The memory jogger is a tool that's provided for you right in the 90-day game plan. And this is the week, if you haven't done it yet, where now you get really clear about who it is that you're going to be contacting. It's time to identify new prospects and create your list easily. Do you know anyone who needs better health, more freedom, even a little more money? Using that sheet will help you create your initial list of key friends, business contacts, and others to share Isagenix with so that you can kickstart your Isagenix business. And know that of all the people you contact, about 10 to 20% will become your partners in Isagenix. This means that if you list 100 names, sorry, we've got someone rustling things in the background. I think I'll put us in conference code. There we go. So we're in conference mode. So this means if you list 100 names, 10 to 20 people will join you. Keep this list near your desk, your refrigerator, and other prominent places so that you can remember to share this incredible opportunity with the people you care about. And once you've gone through the list, start another one. It's easy to do this. It's going to be, when I say start another one, I mean just keep adding to it, okay? Just you're always building the list. So I've given some of the qualities that I look for, so I'm going to continue with that. Well, who do you know that's concerned about their weight? They need deeper sleep, less stress. They want more energy. They want to make more money. They're a champion. They're self-motivated, enthusiastic, entrepreneurial, organized. They have a good telephone personality. I'm going to just tell you right now that just before this call, I was prospected by someone who was raising money for a local health, not-for-profit organization. And when he finished, I turned it around and prospected him, and I've got a call booked with him after I'm finished today. And I just said, I love your personality, and are you open to looking at what I do? Because what I do is help people to become vibrantly healthy so they don't have to raise funds for it. He said, yeah. So always be ready to share what you have when you find the energy out there. So someone who has desire and drive, someone who's a team player, someone with character integrity and computer skills, and they love a challenge. So within, you'd say, well, where do I meet people? You know, Facebook is a great tool, but what if Facebook, God forbid, what if Facebook suddenly was deleted tomorrow and we didn't have access to social media the same way as we do today? Where would you meet people? Well, fellow network marketers, networkers, teachers, engineers. Who do you know that's a salesperson? Someone who's an alternative health practitioner, perhaps a nutritionist or a chiropractor, veterinarian, a dentist, a physician, a personal trainer, a bodybuilder, a hairstylist, an esthetician, a massage therapist. What about a police officer? Maybe someone in real estate, someone who works in an office. Maybe they're an executive, an assistant, or a secretary is the old word for it. Someone who owns a restaurant or works in a restaurant. Or, hey, how about a butcher like Jimmy Smith? Someone who's a mechanic. Think of Dave MacArthur. Someone who owns a bridal shop. Man, right now, boy, are they ever coming into contact with girls who would like to get into a smaller size wedding dress. Someone who owns a health food store. Someone who's a fitness or sports enthusiast. Basically, what we have is something everyone needs. And you could meet people standing in line at Starbucks or standing in line at the bank or when you go to the mall or when you're out for a walk and you stop to chat with someone and you're just looking for the right energy and engaging people in conversation. And, you know, if you're a member of a fitness club, well, who do you see when you go there? Or do you go to the spa? Or do you ever golf? Or do you play tennis? Or, well, do you get your hair done? What about getting your clothing cleaned? What about, you know, someone who works at the bank? I mean, 2 weeks ago, I enrolled one of the tellers at my branch. Or do you have small children and you drop them off at daycare? Or do you know someone who runs a daycare? there are just so many different people that you could be approaching. And every one of these examples, pretty much, is someone who's become extremely successful in isogenics at some point. The bottom line is that you don't need a college degree to become an isogenics millionaire. What you need is heart and the willingness to learn and stretch and get out of your comfort zone and master the systems and skills. And that comes because you're going to earn while you learn. It's that willingness to push yourself to become a better you that will allow you to take this list and turn it into the multi-million dollar business that you already have access to. This will open the door. The fact is that if you help 20 people to join isogenics, 12 will do something and 8 will do nothing. Within 60 days, you will have 8 people who are doing something. In 4 months, you will have 6 team members doing something. In 9 months, you'll have 4 team members doing something. A year from the date that you start your business, one team member will account for 80% of your income, and 3 team members will account for 20% of your income. So if you're doing isogenics full-time right now, do you commit to introducing isogenics to 20 new people during the first 6 weeks of your 90-day game plan? Now, when I say introducing isogenics, that means enrolling. And if you're working isogenics part-time, if you've got another full-time job that prevents you from really committing to this all day long, that's actually probably better because it means you're going to become highly organized at finding the times where you can schedule in the connecting, the follow-up, the pouring greatness that really maximizes the opportunity for you. So if you're part-time, do you commit to introducing isogenics to 10 new people during the first 6 weeks of your 90-day game plan? Those are the questions you need to ask yourself today, because this isn't about thinking about it now. It's time where the pedal hits the metal, and it's time to get it done. Creating your list this week, if you're ready to get into action, and actually if you've already done your list and you can take it forward, then start following up with the list. Identify the top 10 people after you make a list of at least 100 people. And it could be that you open your address book, you open your email list, and you say, well, I just realized I know a lot of people, I don't know them well, but I do know them. Well, that counts. Do not dismiss anyone at this stage. The list, you're building your pipeline. The list should be huge. And then you can sift and sort, go back through it, look for the qualities that I just described, decide who kind of sifts up to the top of the pile that has most of these qualities. Those are the ones you reach out to first. So I'm going to give you a call to action. And before I do, I'm going to ask for some feedback on this today. I'm going to take us out of conference mode. There, we're out of conference mode, and I'm going to ask for any comments or questions about what I've described so far. Can you all hear me? Let me check for that one.
Hey, Maura, it's Carolyn.
Yes, Carolyn.
I am impressed with those numbers because that is exactly my build. One person that we introduced this to is responsible for 80% of our income, and we have 3 people that are responsible for the other 20%. So those numbers are bang on.
Fascinating. And if anyone knows, you know. Thank you for stepping out and sharing that. Very
Maura,
cool.
It's Ashley.
Yes, Ashley.
Hi. The point that you just made that I really like is not discounting anyone. I approached someone actually on a plane who I thought might be, too young, too involved in his sports and stuff to be interested. And then after a conversation, we've since had 2 conversations, and he's really interested. So I think that was an important point.
Wonderful. Yeah, really, you're looking for energy. Energy doesn't wear a certain outfit. It doesn't, have a label. Energy is a feeling. You're looking for people who feel the way you feel, that you resonate with. You'll know in your gut that you want to get to know them better and that they would probably be really excited about what you do if they understood how wonderful it is. It's really keep your mind completely open and always looking for that matching smile, that energy, that spark, that person who you would love to help. Anyone else?
Hey, Maura, Shelley Jean.
Shelley Jean, go ahead.
Thanks. I want to say thanks to Barbie at the beginning when she also was talking about what she's done, because I also, too, have a young guy that I know that has had the stomach surgery. And we've talked a couple times, and I have completely forgot about him, and so I just reached out to him. So he's my first person for the day. And I liked what she said, because he definitely still has a lot to offer, because he was focused and dedicated and wanted to make changes. And so I reached out to him, so I just want to thank him for that. And I want to thank you, too, for reminding me, too, of the it's bridal season, and brides are my favorite. So I definitely will be reaching out and going around and doing that. And we also have a lot of B&Bs around here. And that is definitely a great opportunity for these folks, too, because they spend 24/7 during the season at their B&Bs. So that's definitely another one I'm going to go to. So I thank you for encouraging and reminding me of some really good prospecting to do today. Thank you.
But you're welcome. And something that all of us could do is look at what bridal shows are scheduled. They're all coming up now. And maybe make a point of getting out and attending a couple of bridal shows, whether you're planning to get married or not. I mean, go and hang out where the people are who need what you have.
Yes.
And the home shows are happening soon. There's lots happening. If you're stuck in your house, then you have to look at how to change that. It's how do I put my foot out the door, open to the possibility of who I might help today? Who am I going to smile at, and they're going to fill me with light as well, that I will have an opportunity to change their life. If you understand that this is a gift and you forget about you, everything changes. Was there anyone else that wanted to jump out? Because I'm going to go
yes,
on otherwise.
I wanted to say something. This is Nanette. Thank
Hi,
you
Nanette.
So much for laying this out, because mine was very similar to the guy that had spoken. I was getting my hair done, and I was talking to a young woman, and I didn't really think she would be interested, but it turned out that her father was very sick. His bones are disintegrating. So she was happy just to find out that there was something out there that would help her. And I was happy because of the fact that it's connecting me with the young people and along with, you know, other people that I'm meeting. So thank you very much for that. The other thing I wanted to ask, the webinar that you give or the call that you give, could I get the information for that, please, and what night it is?
With Carolyn, do you want to respond to that? I guess not. Okay, so what it is, Nanette, is that...
Sorry, I was muted, Maura.
Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Just got out of the car. Yeah, Nanette, are you talking about webinars or a particular...
Well, last week, I heard, I thought it was Maura, I heard them say that your webinar or your call was very good, and I wanted to get the information for Maura's call or whatever.
For the call you did, Maura, that would be on personalpowerpodcast.com.
There was the call I had done on the Wednesday morning, and I think Nanette also heard you mention the webinar I had done the night before.
Right, that's
oh,
what
okay.
it was.
Okay, the webinar takes place on Thursdays,
okay. And
they'll be posted in the Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team Facebook page.
Okay, Health, Wealth, and okay, thank you.
Carolyn organizes these webinars through her team vision, which is why I asked her to step out and explain it.
Okay, great. I'm kind of new with this, so thank you so much for that.
No, that's quite all right. And so as long as they're being posted in the Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team, you will certainly have access to them, and that's great to know.
Okay, great. Thank you. You guys are doing a wonderful job. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Nanette. We certainly appreciate that feedback. So with that, what I'm going to ask for the call to action, first of all, I'm going to ask every single one of you, please, do yourself a favor and absolutely make sure you listen to the Personal Power Podcast call that Susan Sly did with Jerick Robbins on Monday evening. It is that good. And think about sharing that with others. And make your list. Now it's now 1:00. If you've been kind of hanging on to business cards and ruffling through stuff and kind of mulling, oh, I guess I should get out the door today, you need to be a lot more focused than that. This requires massive all-out action. And if the only thing that was ever holding you back is thinking that it just wouldn't work, well, throw that out the door, because that is simply not true. Believe me, Isagenix is in incredible momentum now. there's this company. I'm watching it, and I'm just blown away by what is happening. And if people don't hear about it from you, they're going to hear about it from someone else. And wouldn't you like to be the one that changed their lives? And then, by extension, changed yours in the process. And manage your state. Live without fear. You can't fail. The net is here. In the process, you'll move on and get better every single time. And unless someone else covers it next week, I will be talking about, what questions to ask, how to really follow up with people a little bit more, like how to engage people in conversation. It's just that we can only do so much in one call. So with that, everyone, I know that we have a health coach on deck for tomorrow. Kevin, do you want to jump out and say who the speaker is tomorrow?
I believe it's Lauren Clark tomorrow.
Wonderful. Well, she's a fabulous trainer, and I can't wait to hear her tomorrow morning. So, everyone, it's almost 25-2, and I don't want to keep you. I want you to be able to step out and get into action. So I'm going to wish you all an absolutely incredible day, and I can't wait to hear your shares tomorrow morning.
Thanks,
bye.
Maura.
You're welcome. Bye-bye,
you,
everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.